In the name of Jesus, amen. Unto us a child is born, but the child is your God, God who created heaven and earth, now born of a virgin. And so God has such things like eyes, ears, hands and feet, body and soul, like you. Might as well pile up the wonders. God did not become an angel, though that seems closer to God, doesn't it? He becomes man. He passes right over angels who are holier and more exalted than us, and is made like us humans, who are, as Luther might say more graphically, a stinking sack of worms. A child born like every child. But in this child, God now says to us, I am now bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh, closer to you than even husband to wife. You cannot come to me, so I have come to you. Why should God make himself so low, bone and flesh low? Because we are so low, and bone and flesh. God wanted not only to be around and next to us, he wanted to be clothed with our flesh and blood and to live among us, tempted like us, suffer like us, die like us. He doesn't need this for himself. What on earth would God need on earth? How could God ever need this? So it is love for us, for no one has ever hated his own flesh. So God has become flesh. Write it out in huge letters. Unto us a child is born, for the condemned, for the sinner, for the ungodly. While we were yet God's enemies, the child is born. God's son is given you, given as blood sacrifice, given for crucifixion. Lay hold of this child. He is a rock. True, I am godless and wicked, and there is no good thing in me, nothing but sin and vice and depravity and death and devil. I do not even hate my sin. I defend it. But against all that, I have this child whom the Virgin Mary bore and has in her lap. I am not godly and not righteous, but in him I will find and I will have, I will abide in pure righteousness and godliness, his. Have you ever heard such a silly sermon as Isaiah preaches here? Not about a remarkable angel at all, but about a child with a government on his shoulder, where he'll carry it up around his neck. Artists used to paint Isaiah's little sermon here as a child with a cross on his shoulder. That's the government he gets. A kingdom not of this world, but in this world. In this world, because that is where you and your sins are and where the burden is. The burden will be on him, on his shoulder. He will carry all of us, the sins of the world, the dying of the world, the troubles and grief and hell of the world. He must still carry us, always carry you, wash you, feed you, forgive you. In the holy government of his Christian church, you are still carried on his shoulders, and you are not too heavy, as his cross and suffering were not too heavy. For this child was born for us, for that, and this son is still giving for us. Amen.